He ain't got any of that damn money. And he ain't got no woman. He's a 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 woman.
Mama's cooking some.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is March 26, 2007. And I'm headed back home. It's about 5:15 in the afternoon. It's a warm day here in Nebraska. I believe the highs expected today were 80s. I have no idea what it turned out to be today. But, it's pretty warm. I went ahead and shut the windows, and I turned on the air conditioner in the car today, so been using the air conditioner on and off the last week, so probably going to have to get the air conditioner ready to go for the house here shortly. I got to get it untarped and checked out. So, anyway, what else do I have to say? This weekend, what did I do this weekend? See, Friday night, we went ahead and finished my project involved pouring cement. We went ahead and got the last slab poured. Been working on getting that cleaned up a little bit. I'll probably be doing a little bit of that tonight. And then probably we'll be working on some moving some earth, some dirt that I had stacked up in the backyard there. Like I said, we had to remove quite a bit of dirt in the backyard to get the patio right, and now I'm to the point where I'm ready to add the remove the dirt from the backyard and possibly add another slab. I don't know yet what I'm gonna do there. Probably could add another slab to it. I guess we'll have to see how things go. What else? May do some repairs on some of the sidewalks and things like that around the house. I got some bad spots in the driveway that need to be taken care of. I wonder if a masonry saw would work to cut some of those areas out. I might actually try that. In fact, I might do that tonight. Go to Home Depot or Menards and get a saw blade, a diamond saw blade, and see if I can cut that out and see what happens. I'm not really looking forward to destroying my saw, but it's the price you pay when you go ahead and do things like this. So we'll have to see. That means my wife won't be able to park in the garage for a few days until that's set up, so I don't know. We'll have to see how things go. Let's see, what did I do Saturday? I don't remember a whole lot about Saturday. I did get an iPod Friday. I got a heck of a deal on an iPod from the Apple store, from the Apple online store. I've had some pretty good luck with refurbished items in the past. A refurbished pocket PC, a refurbished, well, I didn't have any luck with a refurbished computer, but actually came out ahead in that deal about a year ago. First of the year, 06, I bought a computer, and I had all kinds of problems getting it to work, and I think I sent it back four times probably, and finally they sent me another system that was actually a little bit bigger and better than what I had, so that one actually turned out pretty good after some of the frustrations I dealt with early on. iPod, they showed them for $209, I believe. They showed them for $209 in the online catalog there, so I put one on there, and I went and clicked through to, you know, add it to the cart, and said, hey, do you want to buy something else? And they had the same iPod there, but for less. So I added that one to the cart, and went to go edit my cart, and I deleted the first one, and left the second one on there, and it added some shipping to it, and it actually came out less than the initial offer that they had. So, whoa. So, my microphone and kit fell down here. So, I actually went ahead and purchased that one. Actually turned out to be a little bit less than $200. And, yeah, pretty good deal. I'm still trying to learn how to use it, how to get everything to work on it, how to navigate the system, navigate the OS. A little bit tricky. I've been searching for a video cable for it. I haven't had any luck at Walmart or Target or anything like that. I tried to get to a Radio Shack yesterday on Sunday, but I didn't get there in time. They actually closed before I got there. I kind of got out and about a little bit late. Let's see, what else? So I've been playing with that. I'm looking for a case so I don't scratch this thing up. I've got some scratches on the back of it already, I know. Not very happy about that. I got it all fingerprinted up and everything too, so. Been using the case that Apple provides, which is not much of a case. I did find some cases at Target, but they don't, case that they had there didn't let you get into the buttons without taking it out of the case. And that's not the type of case I want. I want some sort of a flip case or something like that that'd work, you know, just basically cover the front of it and protect it so I can throw this thing around a bit and not have to worry about it. So, got that going. See, what did I do Saturday? Oh, we made some enchiladas Saturday. Spent most of the day dinking around, went grocery shopping, various things like that. Went to, that was pretty much it. Played around with the dogs a little bit. Sunday, went to church, did all that. I don't know if I've talked about the, craziness going on at our church. I don't even want to talk about it. It's silly. But it was an interesting Sunday service. And let's see what else. Sunday, did a little bit of cleaning up. Project going on in the backyard. Like I said, I went to Target and tried to get to Radio Shack on time, but I didn't, and that was pretty much my weekend. I woke up this morning, yesterday with a bit of a cold. I think I've got the cold going into full force here today. Not feeling all that great. Wasn't excited about going to work, but whoever is. I don't know. So, yeah, the video iPod, it's pretty cool. I'm really interested in seeing how it works with the television. That means I'll probably have to add another port to the television, to the receiver, so that I can watch the iPod on that. I don't know how well it works. I noticed the battery life doesn't last that long with the video, while playing videos. I'm sure it runs the hard drive inside, and the light in the video all suck up quite a bit of power. But I guess we'll have to see. I'm half tempted to try and load Linux on this baby, but I don't know what the implications are of doing something like that. If you can turn it back to a regular iPod, you know, get the regular iPod software back on there, what kind of a pain in the ass it is to move things onto the iPod. I don't know. One of the things I've been thinking about using it for is there's a notes feature, and there's some PHP code that you can use to basically do like a wget on a web page and have it just return the text. I believe you can do that without the HTML attached to it. It does support HTML to some extent. So, I don't know, we might have to play with that a little bit. That sounds interesting. What I'm thinking about doing there is using it to read a blogs. There's really only one blog that I really read anymore. And I've talked about it in the past, the Lilacs Bleat daily blog. And what else? I got a few jobs I need to apply for. We'll have to see how that turns out. You never really know. Application that one outfit wants me to send in, and another company that I just need to send something into. Other than that, it's been same old, same old. Thought I'd record a show today and let you all know what's been going on. Mucked up my feed last week, I believe, but I did fix that. So, might have been a few days before you got the last episode, until I corrected the feed, but like I said, this is my show. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And if you get upset about it, I guess don't listen if you're one of the 24 listeners out there. Trying to save some gas. 72 miles in today, so I'm about 10 miles away. 88 miles, so I'm about 15 miles away, 16 miles away. 44 miles each way. I did pretty good last week. I got actually 3.5 trips in. I believe gas was $2.53 this morning. It's probably gone up again. Really need to take a look at my finances. I may actually make some changes to some of my finances. It's really hard to say what I'm going to do yet. It may be an adjustment in tax. I don't know yet. I'll take a look at that, close look at that. As far as tonight, I don't know what's going on and what the plans are tonight. I hope the wife doesn't have anything going on. So, you know, that's pretty much that's that. Scheduling a trip to Las Vegas. I don't know if that's going to happen yet. I may actually wait till later in the fall or late summer to schedule a trip for that time. I kind of missed a window. The 21st, there was a break off for some halfway decent tickets. they weren't the best deal, but they still weren't too bad. They're about $100 more than I'd want to spend, but you know, where I'm living today, usually you can find a fairly decent hotel in Las Vegas for about $100 a night. That's including airfare, kind of a package deal type of thing. There's a carrier out of Lincoln, All Giant or Allegiant or something like that. They actually had a special buy a package for one person, and the second person flies for free. It's kind of a bait and switch tactic. If you put one person in, they double the price for the package. If you put two people in, they, you know, you use the regular price for the package. So it really wasn't that great of a deal. Last time I went, I actually bought the hotel room separate from the tickets, the airline tickets, and it still came out. It was a little bit over $300 a day, but you know, like $630 or something like that for two people, so that really wasn't too bad. A few more dollars, you know, at the airport to get your shuttle and all that, but it wasn't a bad deal. I had a pretty good time there last time. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, yesterday, I'm going to really have to tie into my web hosting provider. I accidentally signed up for something that I didn't want. I ended up getting stuck $30 for it a couple months ago. And here it showed up again as a charge on my account again. And I sent them an email and they said, oh, it got renewed on the 24th of February. Well, I canceled it before the 24th of February. So I'll have to see what I can do about that, if I can get that whittled down some more. I'm kind of pissed off about that because it showed up again. I'm almost to the point of dropping them and going with somebody else, like, who knows, DreamHost or some of these other folks that provide web hosting. Well, I'm about at my turn here. I'm going to go ahead and let you go. It's about 17 minutes into the recording here. I'm going to go ahead and let you go and try and upload the show from last time. And I guess we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.